I'd like a plain omelet, no potatoes, tomatoes instead, a cup of coffee and toast.
No substitution.
What do you mean, you don't have any tomatoes?
Only what's on the menu. You can have a number two, a plain omelet. It comes with cottage fries and rolls.
Now, I know what it comes with, but it's not what I want.
Well, I'll come back when you make up your mind.
Wait a minute. I have made up my mind. I'd like a plain omelet, no potatoes on the plate, a cup of coffee and a side order of wheat toast.
I'm sorry, we don't have any side orders of toast I'll give you off. English muffin or a coffee roll.
What do you mean you don't make side orders of toast? You make sandwiches, don't you?
Would you like to talk to the manager?
Hey, Mac.
Shut up. You've got bread and a toaster of some kind?
I don't make the rules.
Okay, I'll make it as easy for you as I can. I'd like an omelet, plain, and a chicken salad sandwich on wheat toast. No mayonnaise, no butter, no lettuce, and a cup of coffee.
A number two, chicken salad sand. Hold the butter, the lettuce, and the mayonnaise, and a cup of coffee. Anything else?
Yeah, now all you have to do is hold the chicken, bring me the toast, give me a check for the chicken salad sandwich, and you haven't broken any rules.
You want me to hold the chicken, huh?
I want you to hold it between your knees.
And welcome to the Only Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damien.
And this is Eminem.
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 Is this you just happy that John Oliver is back?
Right. Oh yeah, he did come back.
Yes, I actually forgot about it until this morning. This morning, which is Wednesday.
Eminem told you not to forget
Eminem
about it.
Eminem did tell me, yes. But I forgot about John Oliver until Wednesday morning. And this morning, Wednesday, is when I actually watched.
Do you feel better now?
Do I feel good now?
Yeah, do you feel better now that you've remembered and you watched it on a Wednesday?
I feel better that I watched it, yes. I am waiting for the next Janice from Accounting joke. That, you know.
Yeah, I think that one died. I think that one died with season two.
I just want more We Got Him jokes.
So we got him.
Did it.
But moving along.
All right.
This week, we are here to discuss a film that I feel requires absolutely no introduction.
Oh,
it's
wow.
probably our most anticipated film from last year that we didn't get around to watching because Richard Linklater directed it.
This is going to be a fun episode. I can just feel the love coming from that side of the world.
This film stars Bryan Cranston. Mm-hmm. Lawrence Fishburne, Steve Carell.
Who?
I was supposed to put an and between those names because I didn't want to name anyone else.
Right.
There is really nobody else in this movie. I recognize the young soldier because he was in Linklater's last film, but yeah, that's about it.
I think there was someone else I remembered while I was watching this movie. But
I recognize the army guy as generic army man in every movie.
This movie is a film about a father who has to bury his son who's been killed in war.
Oh, so a fun film.
Yeah. And he gets two of his army friends from back when to join him on this journey of taking his son to be buried.
You know what amazes me about you?
Well, could be anything. I'm a pretty amazing guy.
You turn the keys to your bar over to the guy who's asleep on your pool table, and then you jump in your car and you drive me to hell and gone, and you don't even know where we're going.
Ask the question, am I willing to surrender to God?
What the hell happened to Mueller the Mauler? First class drinker, gambler.
I
see we have some visitors amongst us here today.
We're in the service together with your pastor.
I haven't seen these men in decades.
Douglas, you, sir, are, if nothing else, the Richard Linklater aficionado of this podcast.
That I am, sir.
Oh, this is his movie?
It is my movie.
And I'd like very much for you to begin with discussing where this film for you falls in the oeuvre of Mr. Linklater.
No, sure. When I said if it was your movie, not your pick, I meant Linklater. I didn't realize it was a Linklater movie.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's a Linklater movie. Yeah, I didn't know. Okay, no. Yeah. It definitely feels like one. But, just to start off, was I the only one, whenever Steve Carell cried, that thought, it's Brick?
Yes.
Yes.
It's okay. What?
Brick. Your favorite movie, the Anchorman?
Oh, Brick. I forgot his character name.
Yeah, I think his name is Brick. That's what I remember.
Brick anyway, Tamlin.
Yeah. But, so, the thing about this movie, right? So, have we spoke... Okay. Did we say what this movie was about? This movie.
Yes, he did.
I did.
I'm kind of tired. Sorry.
Because I'm tired of handing it over to people and they never do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, the thing about this movie, let me tell you where I stand on it. And actually, I don't think I have a lot to say. But objectively, this movie's fine. You know, it's not good. It's also not bad, right? It's middle of the road. And it definitely feels very much... You watch this movie, and if you don't know that it's a Linklater movie, and you know what Linklater does, you probably say to yourself, you know what? This feels like Linklater. Because for a lot of the movie, even though there are inciting actions, there is something that is intended to drag the story along, to bring it to its fruition. But most of this movie just feels like three guys sitting around talking shit. And
till it becomes four guys.
Till it becomes four guys. And the thing about a movie like that is you have to really like the guys that are talking shit. And I kind of did. I kind of liked these guys. I liked... the way that Walter White and Brick were just constant. Well, mainly Walter was constantly.
Can I ask you?
Yeah.
Given this, how we're going right now, what's Lawrence Fishburne's name?
I was thinking about that. I'm not sure yet.
It's always Morpheus.
There you go, Morpheus. All right, Morpheus. Fair enough. Yeah. So
just making sure.
Yeah. So Walter White was just constantly on Morpheus's case and up his ass about the fact that essentially this man is not the man that they knew. They knew and grew up with a wild dog, like the drunkest, horniest, foul-mouthiest person ever. And now he is a preacher with a wife telling people to, you know, search their feelings.
And not the right kind of preacher, not AMC's preacher.
Yeah. So, that was fun. And actually, I do like a lot of the banter, and I like a lot of the conversations, which is really what you need to enjoy most of Linklater's movies. And you know, it's one of those where it's a very slow burn like that. So essentially how they try and pull this movie along is it's really a father who is Brick trying to get his son, his dead son, home to bury him. And he meets up with these two people that he hasn't seen since the war, since Vietnam. And this is fairly recent times. I think it was based in the 90s or maybe early 2000s. No, sorry, the 2000s, because this is
Iraq. Specifically says 2005.
No, yeah, well, I don't read words. Didn't we just establish this? But yeah,
a number isn't a word. Just saying.
He got you.
Number is multiple words. Go fuck yourself. But yeah, I just remembered it was when they killed The fellow there.
Mm-hmm. The fellow there?
Who? Saddam Hussein. Ah. Jesus Christ. So, yeah, that would have been... They didn't do that in 2005. No. They killed him at least 2006 or 7. I was working when that happened.
You've been working for a while, though.
I was in college in 2005.
No.
Yes.
Were you?
Yes. I know when I was in college. And I didn't start working till 2006.
That sounds wrong.
Because I'm a lazy asshole. But yeah, so it was mid-2000s. And I'm kind of forgetting my trailer thought, whatever I was talking about before. But essentially, you know, these guys get together and there's an element of rehashing old times. There's an element of realizing that these people have essentially become something that, or at least a part of them have become something that you kind of hate in a way. From essentially, and some of that is because somebody may have stayed the same and you've moved on. Some of it may be that you've gone in a direction that, you know, is a little strange to you. And all of that kind of combines. And yes, Damian, they formed the Voltron.
No, let our paws combine, Douglas. Wrong cartoon.
Okay. And, you know, there are some shenanigans that ensue. I enjoyed this movie, but I wouldn't go to bat for it. I think subjectively, for me, this movie is a little bit better than average. But it does feel like one of those that grows better with age, or not necessarily age, but the amount of times you watch it. If you watch it more, there are more things that you can latch onto that you can identify with. And as with almost every Linklater movie, I just enjoy being placed in a situation with people that are just, you know, relating to each other, and there's just a kind of simple greatness to that. He gets it wrong sometimes, but when he gets it right, he is spot on. This time, I don't know yet. I feel like I want to watch it a few more times and see, but at least right now, it's, you know, it's okay. It's decent. I don't mind it at all. What did you guys think?
Damian?
I'm sorry, what? What's happening?
Damian, what did you think?
About what?
The last flag flying. I always keep trying to say the last flying flag, but it's the last flag flying.
All right. Douglas.
Oh, boy.
I like the actors.
Yeah.
In this, let's call it a movie.
Is Morpheus an actor?
Yeah.
He was in John Wick 2, of course. And Boys in the Hood.
Okay. Quality movies. And some bad movies. A lot of bad movies.
Hey, I won't have you besmirch Deep Cover. That movie's awesome.
You are besmirching.
Andrew, I have to really clap you because you gave me a reason to make this the joke about the same rap song.
Yeah.
Within about a half an hour of each. I'm so happy right now.
On the 187. Here's the thing. I don't have anyone that has ever been in the military. Our military here is a joke. It's not real. We don't fight wars here. So I've seen all these movies and documentaries about what it is like to be in wars. You know, what people go over there to do, what people come back from, you know, all other things. Here's the problem with this movie. His son dies and he goes to find these two people. And even at the very end of the movie, you still, the initial question that you ask, why these two people? You can still ask, you're like, why these two people? Yeah, he went to, like, there was some shit done 2 decades ago. But the why these two specifically is never really answered. Like, they tell you that they went through things. But... And so what you're left with is just one guy who is a complete piece of shit. Walter White. And then you have...
Oh, I thought you were talking about Brick.
You have Morpheus, who is...
A little pompous.
Saint Jesus.
Yeah.
And then Brick is just empty. Like, I understand that he's grieving, but Steve Carell isn't given much to do. Like, he just mopes for the entire time. And the one time you see him have any real emotion is when they're on the train telling jokes about Disneyland. That's the only time you really see him light up. Yeah. But the rest of the time, he's... And I understand why, but it just feels like...
But even his backstory, right? His backstory almost makes him sound very... Sedentary isn't the word, but like he didn't really move, right? So he got out of jail.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Army jail. Yeah. And then he worked at like Borders or some shit like that. I can't remember. He
worked at the Army Supply Store.
That's is that where, what it is?
That is what
the Army Supply Store.
Yes.
It's a Navy version one. But they made jokes about it throughout the whole thing. Where they're like, really, after all the DT, you're going back to that shit?
Yeah.
I at no point realize this. I just heard it and heard store.
Yeah.
Right? Store clerk. But yeah, so he does that job and, you know, feels like he doesn't really do much with his life. He gets married, which is great. He has a son, which is great. And he clearly for him, that is enough, right? That's his life. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need anything else outside of that. And so, you know, things like trying to find a great job or, excuse me, having this, I don't know, intrepid social life with friends and family and doing it's not... That's not what you see in him. No, you see just this guy that...
Listen,
you know,
I understand that.
And no, because of it, has nothing.
I understand that that is his personality.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't play well on the screen. Having someone do nothing on the screen is still... Like, it's not engaging. Like, it's just Cranston versus Saint Jesus.
Essentially. And
at a certain point, it wears thin. Yeah. Like, by the time they get onto the train, you're just like... Oh, he's just going to keep ruining him about the same shit. It's like, oh, you used to be a real piece of shit like me back in the army days, and now you pray a lot and you read the book. And like, in the beginning, you're like, all right, cool. But like, by the time it got to Doc Holliday jokes,
I didn't get that joke.
Yeah.
Something what, about time and Doc Holliday. He says, maybe I didn't hear it.
He says, do you know what they call Christmas for me? Because they call him Doc. So it's called Doc Holliday. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Damien, you know what I'm finding surprising here? The amount of jokes you're explaining to Douglas about the movie that he kind of liked.
Fun movie. Holy shit. When the movie ended, I felt a sense of relief. Because we've been seeing some shitty movies of late. And... It was nice to have a movie not actively be bad. And so I went, all right, this movie. Like, part of me agrees with Douglas. This movie is middle of the road.
Yeah, it is.
The part where I disagree is, if I ever see this movie again, I would be very upset. I'm going to put this movie... It's not as bad as the last thing we saw Cranston in when he was a dick to his family and ran. I don't even remember the name of that movie.
Wakefield.
Oh, right. Yeah, Wakefield.
Yeah.
And that was also my movie.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
It's not an active hatred like Wakefield, where I'm like, there's no way on earth I'm ever going to watch. But I can see myself not remembering that I've seen this movie. Seeing all the people in there and go, I like these people. And it would take me a good hour before I go, I've seen this movie before.
And then you trick yourself into watching it again. Be like, I like these people. I should watch this.
And you're like, oh, let me just see how this ends. I think I see this. And then by the end, you're like, I saw this movie already. Didn't I? God damn it. But there is, like, it is why when you said it's a Linklater movie, I was like, are you sure? So I like some of his movies. And this one.
Did you watch the last one?
What was the last one?
The 80s movie, the baseball team in college. It's called Do You Want
Everybody
Some?
Everybody Wants Some.
Like, yeah.
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
I really love that movie. Andrew despises that movie.
Yeah, you... With certain directors.
Yeah, I know. I give them a lot of leeway.
Blinders on. Yeah, yeah. And you're just like, I like him, and I'm moving on. But this, like, nothing about this movie is special. Not the acting, none of the jokes, not the story it tries to tell, which I see where he's trying to go with it, but it could have been, like, he could have told a story that would have been more impactful on all of the people that participated. Like, the one part where I thought he was going to, like, really go for it and try and do something was when they went to the mother's house to, like, say to her, like, we fucked up and got your son murdered.
Yeah.
And they went, and she was just so happy with the story that she's had for 20 years that the thing they're like, no, the government tells lies and we shouldn't do this. That was the whole premise. They're like, people need to know the truth, man. It's the truth.
Yeah,
and then
but,
they got
I mean,
their...
You know the whole point of that.
No,
scene,
I
though.
Understand why. Then yeah. It is the reason the government does it. It is not
no,
because...
No, but not even just that. Forget about why they decided, you know what? All right. Yeah. Because it's not even really they. It's one guy, Walter White. And what the movie was trying to do was to show him growing up in a way, but not exactly. You
all
know?
It showed is that he's a man with no conviction, which you knew because he owns a bar and drinks himself to death every night. Like, I thought that they were going to show what the ramifications of being an asshole to someone like that would be. That is, like, I didn't think they were going to learn it. That is not what this movie is about. This movie is basically a road movie.
Yeah,
we're traveling from point to point. But when it got there, I was like, all right, let's see how this plays out. Let's see what you think would happen if you try and, you know, after 20 years of someone accepting a thing as the truth, you go in and go, no. And then absorb not only the blame for telling the actual truth, but also the blame for the thing that you did, which led. And they just went, no, he saved us. And then just walked out of the house. And I'm like, all right, movie. So you have nothing to say about any of these things. It's like, government lies. And we fight wars and we're not sure. And it's all about brothers. And then the movie ends. And it's like, all right. All right, movie, fine. And then it done. And that's it. So this movie, it ain't great. But... I've seen the darkness this year. I've seen true darkness this year. So I won't call it bad. I've had my meter thoroughly adjusted this year.
So Damien brings up the idea that we've seen worse movies.
Yes.
Wow. And
the heat coming off of this.
You have to start with a disclaimer, Andrew. Oh, if you're going to talk bad about a movie,
or does it go again? You didn't give me the script.
Both teams played hard.
So, all right, no. Let me explain this to you. And I think we've kind of spoken about this before a lot of times, which is, Damien, you're not incorrect. We have seen worse movies already this year. We saw there are a lot of movies I can name that are aggressively bad, as opposed to this movie, which is just there.
It's just
and
bad.
there's something we've talked about this before in the case in which sometimes it's more upsetting to me to have a movie that actively does nothing and just doesn't fail at anything, but doesn't succeed at anything. That's just kind of middling so hard that it just kind of wants to skate by unnoticed, right? Mm-hmm. As opposed to a movie that's actively bad, because at least with those, in some cases, you can see that somebody might have tried to do something and they just failed at it. And watching the failure in its own right is a completely different experience. Go and read anybody's write-up about Tommy Wiseau's The Room, right? There's a saying I heard recently which I feel applies to this movie for me, which is, I expected nothing, but I was still disappointed. Right?
That's a very mean thing to say.
This movie... like, honestly, I don't know what happened in this movie, because I told you what the story was.
Yeah.
Right? But when the movie started, it made the story clear. And then when the movie ended, I was like, did I watch something? What did I do with my time? Like, and not even in a nice way of, oh, time disappeared and I was so happy. It's just kind of like an empty vacuum that appeared in my life. And just nothing came out of it.
Vacuums appear?
Yes.
But a vacuum is nothing, so you can't see a vacuum, right?
Douglas, if you buy a Dyson...
I see. And I also made a very Damien-esque mistake with this movie.
Because of watching it, yes.
Yes, but there's something you guys haven't talked about, and it's mainly because I'm assuming you guys don't know that this movie is a spiritual sequel to a film from the 70s.
Ah. Right?
And that movie, if you've never heard of it, is the name The Last Detail, which is directed by Hal Ashby.
Is that starring Jack Nicholson?
Yes, it is.
I don't know what Google search I was just doing, but I did a Google search for something, and that movie came up, that poster came up, with Jack Nicholson fucking ripped and with his Navy hat on and, you know, looking sexy for the ladies. How is it that clearly I have to watch this movie? Like, there is some sort of karmic
Jack Nicholson is thing. Clearly Walter White.
Clearly. Yes,
he is actually. That movie is set in the 70s, and it's about two Navy men having to escort a third Navy man to jail, right? And it's the road movie of them going to jail, right?
Wow.
And it has them doing all the things they talk about in this movie. It has them going to the whorehouse, has them going to visit the guy's mother.
That's awesome. I love this movie so much more now.
It has them on the train doing all of the train things, right? It is like, even though they change the character names, it's under, like, Linklater himself has said it's the spiritual sequel he wanted to make, that he didn't tell anyone because he didn't want anyone to see The Last Detail 2 and then put it on a pedestal. But I went and I watched that movie after. I made the Damien-esque mistake. I went and I watched The Last Detail.
Is that movie not good?
And Douglas, you might like it given how you feel about this one. But I didn't. Like, forgetting a few spectacular Jack Nicholson moments, because he has a few spectacular moments in that movie. I don't like that movie either. And it just...
Yeah, a lot of those movies suffer from the itis.
I think my version of your itis is specifically encapsulated in the 70s. Movies in the 70s generally have trouble with me. Or maybe it's the other way around. I have trouble with movies from the 70s.
The people were high on cookie. It was hard to follow, unless you were also high on cookie.
And I've never been high on cocaine, as far as I know, so...
Incorrect. I've seen you. That's a lie.
That's not real evidence. Police, you can't arrest me.
I don't think police arrest people for being high.
On cocaine. But yeah, Douglas, like, this is the kind of movie where I can't objectively go, these are the 10 reasons why this movie is actively, aggressively horrendous.
But let us start. Number one.
Number one, they have Walter White.
Yes.
Number two, they're Marcus. On a train, because screw trains, right? It just feels like an empty, vacuous movie that I would prefer I didn't spend 2 hours with.
Yeah, it's also not short.
Is it? I didn't notice. Time just flew by.
So yes, Douglas, go and watch The Last Detail and come back and tell me how awesome that movie is.
I know. Well, we'll see if I even remember. If
I was tempted to speed up the movie. I didn't.
Oh, this is definitely a podcast kind of movie where you could speed it up and it'd be fine.
I've been doing that with anime.
But then how do you deal with
the subtitles?
Huh? Oh no, you're mistaken. I'm not really. I'm not there for the story, Andrew. You know me better than that. I am, like, someone said to me, and they weren't joking, they're like, Damian, I think Dragon Ball Super might actually be good. I went, you're out of your goddamn mind. I watched 30 episodes, and I don't want to see that anymore. I was like, all right, hear what? Skip to episode 90, and then go from there. And what I do is whenever there's no fighting, I skip ahead. And during the fights, I fast. Like, I do it at 100. I do it at 125 speed because I don't actually care. I just want to see what could have made this person that I used to respect say these things to me. And he's wrong. Still Dragon Ball Z. Like, I don't know if you can use the word better with something like Dragon Ball Z. It's the same. And so I think I'm going to start doing that with movies too. Let's speed it up. Let me just get through this. I'm going to start doing it with podcast movies. That's what goddamn sure.
Yeah. You watch it and you're like, skip to the end.
Get to it.
Sure. So I don't know if we want to talk anymore about... What was the name of this movie again?
Last waving flag for our father.
J Kwan's flag.
When I get older, everybody in the club gets tipsy.
I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom. Just like a waving flag.
Oh, that's not J Kwan, you moron.
Who is it?
That is I soon tell you.
Kanan,
yes.
I know.
Yes.
That's why it is hilarious.
So moving right along.
People will know who Jake Kwan is.
At a certain time in my life.
Yeah, we're all...
And then I realized...
We used to like a lot of bad things at a certain time in our life. Mistakes.
But sadly, that was at a time when I really should have known better.
Yeah.
You were just slow, right?
He put on that World Cup song. We liked it a lot.
Actually, I got into him a couple of years before that World Cup song.
Oh, that is madness. Yeah, the thing you're saying doesn't make any sense.
I know. It was... A dark time.
You really do explore every music genre you find, don't you?
Yes,
I do. No filter. Just bring it. Just back up the truck with
the
music.
I remember the first time when I started, because it's all about rabbit holes, right? Mm-hmm. You find one guy and you're like, well, he has friends.
Right.
And then they have friends. And so the first time I did that, and it was down, of course, a rap hole because, I mean, what else would I have been listening to at the time? Was with The Roots. One day on BET, The Roots came and changed my life. They said, we are good rap. Mm-hmm. And then I started to say, oh, but you have friends like Mos Def, like Talib Kweli, like Common. No, Pharoah Monch is not a Roots friend.
They were on the same label, I counted.
Oh, fair enough. But I got to Pharoah Monch later. But
give it here, Geffen Records.
You know, all of those guys... And you just keep going down the rabbit hole until you reach...
No, it's
like
a rap
nice
hole. It's no longer a rabbit hole. It's a rap hole.
All right. Yes, let's continue. I'll rap you on the head.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. One thing I wanted to talk about. I got around to watching a film from last year by the name of Murder on the Orient Express.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You guys know this story?
Uh-huh.
I so want to watch this movie.
Have you ever heard of this movie? It's a very indie movie.
No, Never heard of it. I actually... what's it about? I mean, there's...
It's about a train in which someone is murdered.
Oh.
Okay.
So the train runs over somebody? Mm-hmm.
No. They're in the train at the time. And
they're in the train driving it. I saw this episode.
You choose who
so,
do you kill.
So is it? It's one person. So they chose the friend.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Yeah.
So this movie is based on a famous Agatha Christie book, which has been made into movies and TV shows
forever.
Run
that back for me. What is her name?
Agatha Christie.
I'm sorry? I think there's an issue with your emphasis. I want you to run that back one more time. For me, please.
I'm confused and afraid.
Her name is what?
Agatha Mary Clarissa.
All right. To be fair to him, he's Jamaican.
No.
Mm-mm. No, it's true. If it, the only problem that he has is that he hasn't pronounced it Agatha, right? Because, to be fair, that is how, that's how he would pronounce it. But, Andrew, the name is Agatha.
A word?
Oh my gosh. Andrew, I'm sorry because I was dying here and I'm sure you heard it, but I was trying to keep it as quiet as possible. But Damien had to.
I heard it the first time, like, maybe there was like a pot, like maybe he was gasping, like he swallowed the air the wrong time. So needed him to run. And he said it the second time, like,
so no. Let me try this again. Yes. Let me try this one more time.
Uh-huh.
Agatha Christie. I'm Don't, going to die no, on this
Andrew,
hill.
It's Agatha. Agatha.
Agatha.
So yeah, I'm sure you guys have seen this in some form or another at some point in your lives.
Actually, I don't think I have really.
Really?
Yeah.
Especially I know the amount of Poirot TV shows we watched.
No, I know the trope, but I've never watched that one.
So, I was afraid of this movie last year. Mm-hmm. Because when I saw all of the trailers come out and when I saw the time it was coming out, I was afraid that Kenneth Branagh was attempting to make a super Oscar-y version of this movie. I'm here to tell you, I was wrong. He's made
a dumb joke
yes. of a
That's
movie.
That's what I want.
Right?
And
I mean,
it's right for that.
What's his face in it? Jack
Johnny
Sparrow.
Depp?
Yeah. So it can't be.
And there's also Willem Dafoe in this movie, who plays a German.
Mm-hmm.
And he constantly goes, I'm not dealing with that black guy on the train. This Fair movie enough. Is a fun movie. And the thing about it is,
I love it. Andrew's like, so it's racist. It's so
racist.
Fun.
It's
so
fun.
Yeah. Like Black Panther.
It's racist. It's so fun. Did we talk about Black Panther yet? No, we haven't talked about Black Panther. None of us have seen
Who'd
it
watch
yet.
That trash?
We don't deal with those black people.
Exactly.
So yeah, like the thing I love about this movie is that Kenneth Branagh, who directed this movie and he stars in it as Poirot, he commits 100% to it. Like, it's the thing I love about this type of movie is that when you're watching the characters in the movie, you can tell that the actors are taking it super seriously. Like, they don't break at any point. They enjoy being serious characters that don't know they're stupid. And as it goes through all of the Poirot and detective nonsense, it feels like Kenneth Branagh is bringing like Shakespearean craziness into this Agatha Christie story.
Mm-hmm. Don't nod and as if you said it correctly.
At this one,
I know I didn't. I know I didn't.
We've lost it.
Agatha. Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, you need to add the Y in there. It's Agatha.
Yep.
And like I enjoyed this movie. This movie to me is a movie that, like, I'm not calling it the greatest movie that ever existed, but it's a fun movie to me, and I enjoyed it, including me laughing at all of the mustaches in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did like. So I saw your review on Letterboxd. I really did like your, it was, what you said, something like the attack or the case of the mustaches or something like this, something like that.
The game of mustaches is afoot.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. And that made me want to watch it, I have to tell you. I actually didn't realize it was available yet, so I'll watch it very soon.
It's a fun movie, like, it's, Douglas, it's your perfect movie.
Yeah, it does look that way. I was hoping that it would be, and you have, well, I don't want to say you've confirmed it, because to be honest, Andrew, your taste is suspect, but
Not like yours. Yours is...
Mine is on point.
Oh,
I like quality. Every movie that I like.
Yes.
All right?
That's good. Some people don't.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
You know, they talk about things like appreciating a movie. No. I like every movie I like.
Exactly.
We're the worst. I hate all of you.
This movie is so full of import.
Oh my god, I hate those movies.
Yes. yes we do. A lot.
Oh, why do people do that?
People are monsters.
By the way, guys, yeah. I don't know if you know, but The Cloverfield Paradox is a bad movie.
Oh, we can talk about it. Yeah, I had watched that from the first week. I wouldn't say it's a bad movie. It's similar to this one that we talked about in that it's fine.
What they should have done is not called it Cloverfield.
Yeah, so...
And then you'd have watched it with zero expectation and gone, I mean, space
movie. But not even just that. Here's what happened, right? So, the last movie, Cloverfield Lane, got shtick. And we disagreed, but it did. It got shtick
for... People have lost their minds.
Exactly. For people essentially said it was one movie and then became another one and it was like whatever. And we did not agree.
Yes. Right? I think those people are mad.
Those people, if they were to say that about this movie, they'd be 100% right. The space movie is a space movie. And then there's all this extra shit that has no right or reason being there. And so the if you had taken it out, it would be just a regular... shit goes wrong in space movie, which is fine. But then they add all of the other shit, and you're saying, for a more detailed view, please go to thematinee.ca and listen to the Matinee cast, where I discussed it with Ryan on his last episode.
Damien, do you know what? You know this is my favorite part of that podcast when I listen to it.
There's part a point where I'm in never time, going to listen to it.
The point at time in which Ryan accidentally accuses me of liking Event Horizon. And I'm actually really upset with him about it. Not that he didn't, not that he accused me, but that he took the time to fact check it to find out it wasn't me. Like, I think it would have been funnier if he had just left it in there of just him being like, we're going to stick with Andrew likes this movie.
Yep, of course.
And move on.
Yes. Andrew, but you do like that movie, don't you?
Yeah.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
What are facts? Who cares? I don't care.
I haven't watched that movie since it came out.
I wonder why. Because it was good?
Because I was a child.
Maybe it's as good as The Last Flying Flag. Is that the name of the movie? I've already messed up the name again, haven't I? Yes, The Last Flag Flying.
It's
I messed
the flag, up the name again. The flag that flies together dies together.
Pretty sure it's Crouching Tiger is the name of this movie.
Two Flag, Two Furious.
Actually, I just finished encoding that movie.
All right. Andrew's been on his game today. Solid jokes. He can't pronounce simple words, but his jokes have been solid.
Yes.
I don't know if there's anything else you guys want to bring up.
Well, I'd like us to talk about Agatha and her mattress and how she wanted to sit up and eat out of her bowl. Girl, just as soon as you can. For that.